the AfterBuzz. This is the AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
Just because this is the AfterBuzz.
Woo!
You like that?
Yeah, I did. Hello and welcome, everybody, to another episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. My name is Nico Adjimian, your host of the AfterBuzz, and of course, with me, the man of the hour, Buzz Adams.
Hello.
And Joanna Barba.
Hi, Joanna. It's always nice to have you
returned.
Hi. Yes.
Why were you like?
You're trying to introduce me. It buzzes over there. Hi. Maybe you do need Adderall.
No, I said it's nice to have you along.
Totally. Absolutely. Buzz would benefit from Adderall.
I feel he would abuse it, though. You know,
he probably would like take too much. Like, he would think, like, oh, if one pill is good, then snorting five would be just as good.
Well, I'm going
to
get a snort.
That would get it to my bloodstream fat. Like, that's his logic to me sometimes. He's told me before.
What if
he's
I
like,
put it in a pipe and lit it on fire and smoked it?
Nico, can I take, like, 10 Tylenol? Because, like, one's really good for pain. So I imagine, like, 9 more would be really good for pain, too. It's like, I guess it would.
Do you want to die?
It would also kill you, but yeah, you could also do it that way. All right, on today's episode of the AfterBuzz podcast, I have some fun, not even fun, well, maybe they'll be fun, but just facts, like interesting, cool as fuck facts.
Oh my God, I freaked out for a moment.
Because you thought we were still on the air and you can't say facts. the other F word, I'm sorry.
But tell me real quick, give me 5 words or less. How was your week gone? Your vacation?
Bad. Oh,
I was bad?
I thought you meant this week. This week,
you're back.
I found
this
out
week.
I got fired accidentally.
Nothing will ever top that.
Oh, did you hear the update?
What's
it? It was confirmed yesterday. I have had all my insurance and benefits
you
revoked.
Did.
I've been like flying without any insurance coverage because I was accidentally terminated on October 30th.
Lucky that you don't use it that often anyways for anything. So.
I don't know if he would have noticed, but I'm glad you noticed.
So I went through the process of getting all this reinstated. And
of getting rehired, yeah.
Of also getting my benefits back. And I'm like, well, hell, I do have dental insurance. I've been going to dentist.
And paying out of pocket?
Yeah. I didn't even know that I had elected the dental plan.
That's such a rich man thing to say.
Well, I don't mean it to sound that way, Mr. Escargot for Christmas.
This year.
Let's hear these fun facts.
All right.
Yes.
Cool as fuck facts. That's what they really are. All right. Number one. The difference between a cemetery and a graveyard, do you know?
One's near a church and the other is not.
Correct.
Wow. How did you? That's great.
Look at me. I hang out at cemeteries.
You're kind of gothy.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. That very good, Joanna. A graveyard is attached to a holy place, like a monastery, church, or temple. And cemeteries are secular, usually.
I would have guessed it the other way. Cemetery sounds like the more
cemetery
religious
sounds
term. Graveyard
right.
sounds
I
like
the same thing.
Uh-huh. Number two.
Okay.
Did you know hippopotamus milk and their sweat is pink?
Shut up. Hippopotamus have milk?
They have milk.
They have
They're
nipples?
Mammals.
Can you milk me, Greg?
I want to see somebody try and milk a hippo.
Well, it'll be pink milk that comes out of that nipple.
Hippo milk. I want to see what it looks like.
It's not strawberry flavored, though.
Damn.
I bet nobody does it because hippos will murder you straight
They
out.
Will. They will murder you.
Holy shit.
Number three. Did you know they turn Niagara Falls kind of off every night?
Say what?
They flip a switch and they turn the falls down because it's a hydroelectric dam.
So they can turn it off when the tourists aren't there to conserve water.
Yes, that is exactly why. They're like, well, nobody's here to see it.
What if you tried to go over the side of Niagara Falls in a barrel
night?
At night?
it would be dry. You'd just be falling. It cuts the flow by 75% at night. And during the day, bring it back up.
Wow.
Yeah. Number four. The earliest evidence for fried chicken, 1500 BC, almost 3,000 years ago.
Did they use Wesson oil or like some kind of caveman version of Crisco? How'd they do it?
Tallow, beef tallow.
They found them in the Philippines, actually. The bones of about 50,000 green jungle fowl were found in a heap. These are also the ancestors of modern chickens. Based on
how many years? How many years in the past?
3,500 years in the past. But
so right, kind of on the verge of prehistory.
They really could tell. Yes, exactly. They could tell that they were domesticated because of the way that they cut their wings, that they were penned up, probably.
Oh, they even like buffalo wings back in caveman days, huh?
Yeah. Was cooked in coconut oil.
Oh.
And they found the residue there. So, interesting. Number five. This is more about the Big Bang, okay?
I hate that show.
Not the
Why
Big
do you
Bang.
Hate that show?
It's a stupid laugh track.
It's
annoying
not
as
the
hell.
TV show. It's
oh,
more about
the actual Big Bang.
The actual cosmological event. So if you think about it, we currently live in an explosion still going on that happened from the Big Bang that was so violent that little dust particles woke up and started thinking about it.
What?
Us. We are the universe observing and considering itself.
See, this is getting kind of into hippie
Isn't
territory.
It's kind
that
of
was
like
real
new
beautiful.
Age. No, no. If you just think about it,
we
it was an explosion.
Stardust.
And some of that explosion started to think. And that's us.
That's us. How beautiful.
Isn't that kind of cool?
We are made of star stuff.
Yes.
Number five. Oh, wait. No. Number six. Female lionesses.
That's a little redundant, I
think. Yeah, that is. Female lions or lionesses.
I got you, buddy.
They have uteruses or uteri that are basically little gyroscopes or hammocks. So as the lioness hunts, the baby can still maintain its
Oh, my
upright.
God.
So she can.
I'm picturing kind of like the thing in middle school where they make you, you had to make a contraption so an egg wouldn't break when you dropped it off the.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes. So that's what a lioness's vajayjay is kind of like?
No, the uterus.
Not the vajayjay, the uterus.
Thing yeah. up inside of her.
I figured it's all.
Where the baby lives.
Hmm. He doesn't even know the different
I do.
Parts.
No, you don't.
Yeah, it is cool. So, like, she can, like, flip around or, like, jump here and there.
That's
and the baby
interesting.
Stays
and the baby
up.
Will stay in the womb.
Like the egg that we suspended with
yes,
rubber bands.
Yes.
That was the way
yes,
we did
there
it.
You go.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That egg broke.
Wasn't as good as a lioness's uterus. Number seven.
Can't improve on nature.
Did you know that sharks predate trees, Joanna?
Trees?
Yeah. Sharks came before trees.
Okay.
That's how old sharks are.
Not like an individual shark, though.
Not one shark. No, no. But the species of sharks. And they have changed very little over that entire time. Like millions of years.
I guess if you find like an incredibly good adaptive trait, you stick
with
it.
Yeah,
why
change? Also... sharks predate Saturn's rings. So they think Saturn's rings are only about like a couple million years old, and sharks are older than that.
Well, sharks would have to be way older than a couple million
yeah.
years if they're
a couple
older
hundred
than a tree.
Million,
they're
yeah.
a couple hundred.
Yeah, yeah.
You might even be getting up higher than that.
Number eight. Bees have tiny little hairs on their eyes that allow them to see wind.
Oh, my God.
And how fast the wind is going.
How cute.
Yeah.
Like little eyelashes that tell them things.
Let's test that. All right.
It helps them navigate to their hive, back to the hive, on windy days.
That's cute.
Number nine. What you see is only what the brain interprets. You don't see everything, and sometimes you're even seeing things that aren't there. For instance, you can always see your nose.
Oh, but
your brain just blocks it out.
Oh, interesting.
See, I feel like I need to cross my eyes and then I can see my nose.
But that's the point, is that it's constant. It is there. Like,
do we both just cross our eyes?
You should be able to see it all the time, but your brain is filtering it out.
You know what sucks when you wear glasses? And if there's a little spot in your glasses,
it messes everything up
and it annoys me to high hell.
Messes up what, like your vision?
No, it just messes me up. Like I hate seeing, like I'm all, there's a spot right there. I see it.
Mm-hmm. Number 10. Bananas contain potassium, and potassium is radioactive. So it makes bananas radioactive. You would need to eat 10 million bananas to die from radiation poisoning.
I was about to ask, and how much can I eat before I die of this?
And
what if it's in pudding form, though?
God, I wish that was on air.
And some,
you know, we got a dozen or so people that listen to this, so.
don't insult our multitudes.
You're such a player hater. Why do you have to undermine everything Nico does?
I don't know.
It makes him feel better inside.
I've never seen any numbers for it. I don't know how many people are out there listening.
More than dozens, bitch. Okay. All right. And finally.
I didn't say dozens. I said a dozen.
Oh, my God. And finally, stop. Number 11. Dogs' noses are so good at differentiating different smells. If something was cooking, for example, a stew, they could smell very clearly each component from the potato, carrot, onion to the meat. They could differentiate each thing inside of it.
Cute.
I'll give you like a,
well, so also
an anecdote.
When dogs are like, when you're taking Nanook for a walk, mm-hmm. and she's smelling the sidewalk,
everything, yeah,
mostly anything that a dog could have previously peed on is what, yes. I know, they smell.
They can detect at least 10 or 15 other dogs or the separate dogs from
our
smell.
First it's half like, of our walk is just her sniffing.
It's
things.
Like scrolling Facebook for dogs. Oh, who's
she's doom scrolling.
That is
the whole sidewalk.
Yeah, she's doom scrolling.
I see Daisy was here earlier, huh?
All right, what is your anecdote before we wrap up?
I was eating like a garlic parmesan chicken wings out on my porch, and Sparky, my dog,
could smell your breath,
was inside. I take one of the wings and I just kind of throw it out in the yard.
Uh-huh.
The dog bolts out of the house, heads right over to where I threw this chicken wing. He could not have seen it.
Uh-huh.
Which really illustrates that the loss of sight is not that bad for a dog.
Yeah, probably not that bad. Yeah, smell is
But
very
can you
important.
Believe that? It's like, not only did he smell it, because I was out there eating the wings, he smelled that I threw it away.
And he's like, and now's my chance.
He just got zoomed it. Out of there.
That's so cool.
You probably shouldn't be giving buffalo wings to dogs.
You absolutely should not.
No, don't.
God, you just made me forget. Oh, I was going to say, how bad would it be for a dog to like lose its sense of smell? Would it be like...
I would guess similar to... I mean, if
like
you had
having
one
a erectile
sense
dysfunction?
That you were going to lose, which sense would you pick? Which one could you live without?
Live without?
I think smell would be up there for me. Maybe
yeah,
I could live okay without smell.
No, I really like eating food.
Yeah, right. I think I would
well,
be
taste,
okay.
Taste, you still have... Aren't taste and smell kind of linked together?
Yeah, kind of.
But sight, man. I mean, for a human, losing your sight...
I would rather
plenty of people that have.
Lose my sight.
Why?
I've seen enough.
So right? So you could listen to music still, and you could listen to audiobooks.
Yeah, and I've seen enough. Of life in the
but
world.
But then you couldn't read. I would want to be able
audiobooks.
To read.
Oh, you know what? I don't really like audiobooks.
Right? I would want to be able to read
sometimes.
More.
What are your other senses?
Okay,
touch?
So they just found
is that
a,
still a sense?
They just found a new sense, actually. This was news that we haven't even talked about, but it came out, I think, last week.
Is it my superpowers of topographical genius? Like my sense of direction? Is that it?
No, it's seeing dead people.
that's the sixth one, huh?
God, yeah, I wish
you're
this
not
was
gonna,
on air.
You're not gonna come up with a better one.
I know. I wish this was on air.
Are you kidding me? I'm full of these. No. There is a new sixth sense. It's called remote touch, and it's detecting things through mediums like sand. So they buried things beneath sand, and humans could put their hands over the sand and feel where the things were.
Wait.
So that's just touch.
No,
that
no, no.
sounds like looking for a lump to me.
No. Imagine it's buried. The sand is flat.
How deeply is it buried?
It's not enough to transport. You're putting
right.
it over the sand. I don't know if
are
you're
you
even,
touching the sand.
I don't even know if you're directly touching the sand. But
so you don't know really how they came to this determination.
I could read more about it if you want. Sure.
I'm gonna look into it.
Scientists believe they have confirmed. A sixth sense, remote touch, that we share with others in the animal kingdom, like some shorebird species that can sense prey beneath sand without seeing or touching it first. Researchers at Queen Mary University of London set out to investigate, blah, 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 blah. Tiny shifts in movement of sand grains alert an individual to food.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is fascinating. Buzz.
Why can't you just give me...
I said it's cool.
Just give me some love.
I don't
love.
Like the way you said cool.
Just give me some love.
Great segment, Nico. I think this is going to be our best After Buzz ever.
I liked it.
Good times. All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of the AfterBuzz. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to listen to the regular Buzz Times Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., 10 a.m., Mountain Standard Time on 95.5 KLQ, El Paso's best rock. Talk to y'all next time.